This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we discovered in studying 2 Thessalonians 1, 1 through 10, the power of a biblical worldview. Understanding who God is and how He operates in our world is cause for thanksgiving, no matter what our circumstances might be as believers. With that as a foundation upon which to stand, Paul constantly prayed that believers would understand and experience what it is to live responsibly. He focuses on three things in this prayer: that God may count you worthy of His calling, that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith, and that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. These three requests constitute our walk, our work, and our worship. Daily, our concern should be that God would count us worthy of His calling. That is, as He looks on our life, He sees humble obedience, genuine devotion, and a deep desire to please Him. Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of what this means. On a number of occasions in the gospel record, God speaks from heaven about His Son. At Christ's baptism, for example, heaven was opened, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on Him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is My Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Matthew 3:16-17. Our desire should be that as we walk before God in humble obedience, genuine devotion, and a deep desire to please Him, we have the sense that God is smiling down upon us approvingly and saying, "I love you and am well pleased with you." Do you have that sense today?